Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Memtes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Nisach Hamayim Shiva Ketzad. How do they perform the water libations for 7 days? Sluchis Shalzav, Machsekes Shlesha Slugim, Haimamale, Menashiluach. They would fill a 3-lug sized flask from the Shiluach spring. Higira Lashah Hamayim, Toku Vayuvetoku. When they reached the Shah Hamayim, the water gate, they would sound the Tekiah, Atrua, and a Tekiah on the trumpets. Ola Bakevesh, Ufanel Esmol, Esmoloi, Ushnei Sefolim, Shal Kesef Hayusham. The flask carrier ascended the ramp and turned to his left, and there were 2 silver bowls there. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shal Sid Hayu, Ela Shehayu, Mushchorim Mibnei Hayayin. Rav Yehuda says they were made from lime, but they had blackened from the wine that was put there. Ramunukovim, Kemin Shnei, Choytimim, Dakim, Achaz Mu'uvev, Achaz Medak, Kadeshu Kalim, Kalim Bevas Achaz, Ma'avi Shalmayim, Mizrachi Shalyayin. They had holes like 2 small nostrils, with 1 wider than the other, in order that their pouring be completed at the same time. The western one contained water, and the eastern one contained wine. Iro Shalmayim Besech Shalyayin, O Shalyam Besech Shalmayim, Yotza. If he poured the water into the wine bowl, or vice versa, then it's still valid. Rav Yehuda Omer, Me log hayu menasech kol shmoyne. Yehuda says he would use a log for the libations all of the 8 days. He disagrees about the quantity and also requires the libations to be performed on the 8th day. Ule menasech oimim loy agveth yadacha shepam achas nisech al raglav rogmu kol ha'am be'esrigehem. They would say to the kohen who was performing the libations, lift up your hand, as it once happened that the kohen who was a Sadducee poured the water on his feet, as they denied that there was a mitzvah of water libations, and all the people there pelted him with their esrogs. The Gemara says, Amar Yosi ben Chanina kadei l'sois pumbi ladova. Rav Yosi ben Chanina says in the Gemara that they would sound the trumpets in order to publicize the performance of the libations. Yosi ben Chanina, b'shem Menachem, Yutpaya, d'vekivahi, d'vekiva, omar, nisach hamayim, dvar teira. Yosi ben Chanina, quoting Menachem of Yutfus, says that it's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who says the mitzvah of nisach hamayim has its source in the written Torah. Taman taninen, v'blaza, oime, af manasech, mayim, b'chag, b'chutz, chayev. The Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim teaches that Reb Lozer says that even a person who performs the water libations outside of the Beis Hamikdash is liable a chatas ofrei. Am Reb Yochanan, kol shittas Rabbi Elozer, ke shittas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, kamad Rabbi Kiva, omer, nisach hamayim dvar Torah, ke Reb Lozer, omer, nisach hamayim dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says that all of the opinion of Reb Lozer originates in the opinion of his teacher Rabbi Kiva, just as Rabbi Kiva said that nisach hamayim comes from the written Torah, so Reb Lozer says the same. If Tanai Tani B'Shem Rabbi Elozer, Tzarech Shehi Miluyim L'Shem HaChag, If Tanai Tani B'Shem Rabbi Elozer, Einet Tzarech Shehi Miluyim L'Shem HaChag. One by the teachers that Rabbi Elozer said that in order for him to be liable for performing the libations outside the Beis HaMikdash, he needs to fill up the flask for the sake of the libations. And the second by the says that Rabbi Elozer said he does not need to have filled it for that reason. Ma Nafak Mebeinu Ha'in, what's the difference between these two bises? Manda Amma Sach Shehi Miluyim L'Shem Chag, Shem Achag Rav Elozer, Rabbi Kiva, Manda Amma Ein Sach Shehi Miluyim L'Shem Achag, Rav Elozer, Kurabonon. The answer is that according to the first Baisa, it's Rav Elozer speaking according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to the second Baisa, it's Rav Elozer speaking according to the Rabbonon. Leif Yochild Amma Biyochan called Shittas Rav Elozer, Kashittas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, Kamad Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah, Kein Rav Elozer Omer, Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah. And the Gemara rejects this and says, no, this cannot be. As Rabbi Yochanan said, that all of Rabbi Elozer's opinion here comes from Rabbi Akiva, that just as Rabbi Akiva said that Nisach HaMayim comes from the written Torah, so Rabbi Elozer says the same thing. Istanai Tani Yesh Lahem Shir, Istanai Tani Ein Lahem Shir. The first one Baiser says he may not use more than the quantity of 3 log, and the second Baiser says he may use more than the quantity of 3 log. Ma'anafim Yivin Yahoin, what's the difference between these two Baisers? Amr Zera, Vehu shenisach shloishes lugim befnim ushloishes lugim bachutz. Manda amma yesh lehem shir pato, manda einem shir chayev. If they were answered that if he first used 3 log inside and then used 3 log outside, according to the first baisa he's exempt, according to the second baisa he's liable. Yosi ben Ashian b'shem Shimon ben Lokesh svichim asafalim liyos pekukim b'shas hanisach. Yosi ben Ashian, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, says that the holes of the bowls should be blocked at the time of the libations. My timer, Bakoidish Hasech Nesach Sheikh Al Hashem. What's the reason? It's the Pasuk, that says in Bamidbar Perek Chofres Pasuk Zayin, on the holy place, a libation of a drink offering before Hashem. Tani Rabbi Yosi Omer Hashis Hayanokov Adat Taim. Rabbi Yosi says in the Baisa, the cavity of the shis into which the liquid flowed descended until the depths. Ma Taima Vyaskeyu Isak Klehu Yateyu Sarak Vayeven Migdal Basaychei Zeheichal Yaakov Chasev Boi Zeham Izbeach Vagam Yaakov Zehashis. The Gemara asked, what's the source for this? It's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis. He enclosed it, removed its stones, planted vines, and built a tower inside it. He built a tower inside it refers to the Heichel, which is the inner section of the Beis HaMikdash. He cut out a wine vat in it. This refers to the Mizbeach. He also cut out, this refers to the Shis. Rav Shimon Omer Maase Shamayim Hayu. Rav Shimon says that the Shisim were formed from heaven rather than man-made. Lefi shehayu maase shemayim yochol lo yuhu noyim kamaase yedei uman tamar leima chamuk yoichayach kamechalayim maase yedei uman noyim hayu yoise mimaase yedei uman. If they were formed from heaven, I might have thought that they were not as beautifully formed as the work of a craftsman. But the pasuk says in Sheir Hashirim Perek Zayin pasuk beis, the roundness of your legs are like jewels, the work of a craftsman. And we learn from here that they were more beautiful than the work of a craftsman. Tani Amar Blaza Beb Sadduk Lul Kotem Haya Ben Ha'ulam Vela Mizbeach Achas Ashivim Shana Haya Pirchei Kahuna Yodim Umale Noisa Bekedusha Shaya Korosh Keigulei Dveila Ubaim Besof Noisa Bekedusha Kishim Shaya Nisach Bekedusha Kachaisa Seifosai Bekedusha. Reb Lozer Beb Sadduk says in the Baisa that there was a small trap door between the Ulam, which is the entrance of the Heichel, and the Mizbeach. Once in 70 years, the young Kohanim would descend down the hole to retrieve the congealed wine that was like fig cakes. They would then come and burn it in sanctity. Just as the libations were done in sanctity, so the burning was done in sanctity. Amar Rebbe, Ro She Tfisoscha HaTeira Loshen Chiba Loshen Siv'a Loshen Shechus. Rebbe says the Torah described the libations in terms of endearment, satisfaction, and intoxication. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Lakva B'Shem Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman Meshechar Beis HaMikdash Pasak Yain Korosh Upaska Zechuchis Levana Mao Zechuchis Levana Shehaisa Miskapeles. Rebbe Yehuda Ben Lakva, quoting Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman, said that since the temple was destroyed, there's no longer congealed wine nor white glass. What is white glass? White glass that was soft and flexible. Having by Mema Hamuva Shalmayim Vamedak Shalyayin, Dama Byona Bashem Rabbi'imi Nekev Sheina Moitse Mayim Moitse Yayin. Ushena Moitse Yayin Moitse Shemen, Ushena Moitse Shemen Moitse Dvash. The Mishnah taught earlier that the two holes in the two silver bowls were of different widths. They wanted to suggest that the wider hole was for the water and the narrower hole was for the wine. As Aviona quoted the Imi as saying that a hole that is not wide enough to allow water to flow out allows wine to flow out. Even if it does not allow wine to flow out, it allows oil to flow out. If it does not allow oil to flow out, it allows honey to flow out. V'afilu teima chilufin dubyudahu dubyuda omar meloig hayamanasech kol ches. One could even say the opposite. It's Rabbi Yehuda who said that they would use a log all of 8 days. Rabbi Shimon Lakish by kaimei Rabbi Yochanan hekdimim lezebach mahein. Nischan belaila mahein lenisach hayoim ma'u shenasech lamacha. Rabbi Shimon Menokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan a number of questions. What if he performed the libations before sacrificing the korban tamid? What if he performed it at night? What if he did not perform it today? May he compensate and perform it tomorrow? Amar nishmeinim min ador da'am Rabbi Elah b'shem Rabbi Yosi nisachea echad nischei mayim echad nischei yayin hada'amah hegdimam lezevach kosha nischan v'laila kosha lo nischei hayoim lo yinasech lemacha al shem avar yoim avar korbanoi. Rabbi Yochanan answered by quoting Rabbi Lah, who quoted Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Choftes Pasuk Lamed Aleph and its libations, and this refers to both water and wine libations. And it teaches that if the libations preceded the sacrifice, it's still valid. Also, if he performed the libations at night, it's valid. And finally, if he did not perform it today, he may not compensate and perform it tomorrow. There is a law that when the day passes, the day's obligations have also passed. Means if there's a sacrifice that is brought on a specific day, if that day passed, there's no way to compensate. Rabbanan marbim b'mayim u'matim b'yomim, Rabbi Yehuda marbim b'mayim u'marbe b'yomim. Rabbanan increased the quantity of water and decreased the number of days of libations. Rabbi Yehuda decreases the quantity of water but increases the number of days. If the Bai Meima, he the Parah, he the Sukkah, he the Kippurim. Some say that it was the very same Sadducee who slaughtered the red heifer after immersing and waiting until nightfall, which is a requirement only according to the Sadducee's understanding of the Torah. He also was the one who poured the libation water on his feet, and on Yom Kippur, he burned the incense before entering the Kodesh Kodashim. If Simon lo amakein ella oy de power or the sukkah chad or the kippurim chad oy de power or the kippurim chad or the sukkah chad. If Simon disagrees, he says either it was the same kohen for the power duma and sukkos stories and another kohen for the Yom Kippur, or it was the same kohen for the power duma and Yom Kippur and another kohen for the sukkah story. Manda amalei bo yomim kalim ad shemeis tlifein avad. According to the opinion that said that he died a short time after he wrongly performed the Yom Kippur service, then he could have been the Kohen in all three stories. He slaughtered the Parah Adumah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and he poured the water of the libations on Sukkot. Manda amar yatsa choitmai mizanek toilaim ukamin pasas egel b'seich mitzchay. And according to the opinion that he died immediately after leaving the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, when worms came out of his nostrils and an imprint of the foot of a calf was seen on his forehead from the angel that hit him, it could not have been the same Kohen as the one who poured the water libations on his feet, as he'd already died before Sukkot. Commander Amma Oidepa or the Sukkah Chad or the Kippurim Chad, Oidepa or the Kippurim Chad or the Sukkah Chad. Rather, either the Parah Adumah and the libations were the same Kohen, but Yom Kippur was a different Kohen, or the Parah Adumah and Yom Kippur were the same Kohen, and the libations were done by a different Kohen. Sivcha aleihem ha'zoa su'u mikan b'nei Eli tim asam beis Elikeinu. In another incident concerning the behavior of the sons of Eli the Kohen Gadol, the temple courtyard cried out against them, go out from here, sons of Eli, you have profaned the house of God. Boi b'yom nifka makeren ha'mizbeach v'nosnu alav gush shel melach sh'lo yehei nira kapogum sh'kol ha'mizbeach sh'ein lo keren u'seiva v'yesoid pogum hu. On that day, when they pelted the Sadducee with their eswigs, the corner of the mizbech became damaged, and they put on it a lump of salt to camouflage the damage, as any mizbech without a keren, which is a corner, a soiviv, or a yisoid, is considered damaged and is not valid. They asked Rabbi Abo that the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin says that no person may be in the Oyal Moed at the time when the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh Kodashim to atone until he leaves. And that even includes angels, about which the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and the appearance of their faces was that of a person. They may not be in the Oyal Moed at that time, so how could the angel come and hit him? Amaloin b'shashu nichnas kadarkai. Yabo answered, it's only forbidden for angels to come when the Kohen Gadol performs the correct, valid service. In this case, he didn't, and therefore the angels could come in.